And to get into God's Word, I ask you to do something a little different than perhaps I normally would. When we teach the things of God, we want people to think with a spiritual mind, right? Bear with me. Think about your five senses, flesh, mind, for a second, okay? We won't be there that long. But I want you to bear with me, five senses, flesh, mind, how we think, what's going on in our mind, especially when we think about the ways to God. You know, with my five senses and flesh, mind, I'm thinking there's got to be many ways to God. You know, there's many roads to Chicago, right? Not only Route 66, but many others. So, you know, that's kind of normal thinking, isn't it? You know, is he the way, the truth, and the life? Is he the only one, Jesus Christ? Huh? With my five senses mind, I wonder. I wonder, because in our thinking, there's so many ways. What about philosophies? Oh my goodness, there's so many philosophies out there, aren't there? But man has come up with all these great ideas on how to live life. Look how successful he's been. Or not. Yes. Yes. Making spaghetti. Many ways to make spaghetti, right? Oh my goodness, yes. And religions. Oh my goodness, there's thousands of religions out there that man has come up with. There's just so many ways to do things. There's so many alternatives in life that we can choose when we think with our five senses mind, isn't there? Would you agree? Good, good, all right. But, there is one truth. God is true. And I want you to think now with your spiritual mind. When it comes to truth, there is only one way. There is only one way. Let's take a look at John 14:6. Pretty controversial verse if you're thinking with a five senses mind. Really, huh? As for God, when he wrote this, I think he knew what he was saying. And he said here that Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone coming to the Father's got to come by me. Oh my goodness, there's got to be many different ways when you think about it with your five senses mind. There's got to be all types of alternatives. But what did Jesus Christ say? He was pretty definitive, wasn't he? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The way? Okay, that's it. That's only one road that he is. And he's the road. And he's the truth, and he is the life. To really live life is to live through Jesus Christ. There's no way around it. No way around it. This wonderful Word of God, the Bible, declares the truth like no other. There's no other place you're going to find the truth than in God's Word. Let's look at Psalms 18:30, if you would. Psalms 13:80. As for God, his way is one of many ways. There's so many different places and ways to go. No, his way is what? Perfect. It's perfect. Well, why would you want to go any other way if his way is perfect? The word of the Lord is tried. That means it's been proved. It is the proof in itself, God's word. That's what makes the difference. Psalms 117, verse 2, the latter part of that verse I want to focus on. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. Talk about banks. You know, we heard that in the manifestations, how God was using that as a illustration. His bank's not busted yet, is it? No. And forever, forever. Isn't that fantastic? The truth of the Lord endureth forever. So if we can tap into the truth, we've got something. We got something we can hold on to, something that we can believe, something that we can get excited about. There is a definitive truth, and it's in God's Word. Take a look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Great verse here. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not where? That is pretty contradictory to most folks you talk to, right? Everybody thinks, well, I know the way to do this. I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Man, if man can't do it, who's going to do it? Yeah, we've got a wonderful God, Heavenly Father, that will direct our steps. Man, yep. What has man done in this crazy world of ours? Not much compared to what our Lord and Savior accomplished for us, right? Our Heavenly Father, through His Son, has given us a new birth, eternal life, gift of Holy Spirit, where we can know without a shadow of a doubt we're born again of God's Spirit. And we can walk and talk with Him via the Spirit of God that we have. Boy, now that's something. That's something. God is so fantastic. Now let's take a look at Jeremiah 21:8. Jeremiah 21:8. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Either one. You choose. God's got it right, or there is the result of not getting it right. But God's Word beautifully sets before us how we can tap into the more abundant life that Jesus Christ promised, right? I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. This is what Jesus Christ said in John 10:10. Pretty fantastic. So, now, with our flesh mind, and even with our flesh mind, maybe we should start thinking about spiritual truths and realities. So if this is the case, if Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, man, we got to be all in, right? Man, you're playing, you're gambling there, you're on the table, and if you know you've got five aces, well, four, right? Yeah, I guess four aces, and well, maybe you have the Joker, that's another ace if you're playing wild cards. You go all in. Man, when you see this, when you get a hold of who Jesus Christ is and what He's accomplished for you, go all in. Go all in. Look at Philippians 3:8, if you would. Philippians 3:8, this really sells it for me. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of who? Of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. This is Paul. And Paul was the great Pharisee, a young Pharisee coming on the scene. He was going to be the top dog someday. What happened? He fell off a horse and had a conversation with Jesus Christ, huh? He got born again of God's Spirit. His whole life changed. He saw that Jesus Christ was the true way, the true life. And he, for him, he counted all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, his Lord. And I do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Boy, what a commitment there, huh? What a conviction. All in. All in. Paul was all in. And I tell you what, when we go all in, what's going to happen? You're not going to lose. Look how big the pot's going to be. You get it all. You get it all. Well, verse 9 goes on to say, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. You know, us guys and gals, we're pretty smart. We come up with our own ways of living life, our own right living. But no, not found in him having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. We got his righteousness. We are his right. How right is Jesus Christ? He is right. And we have him in us. We are right too. Fantastic. Philippians 2:9. Let's take a look at Philippians 2:9. You're real close to it, I bet, in your Bibles. Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You know, that's why I've titled this teaching, He's the Only One. He's it. Christ is the only one. Are you in love with him? Man, I've just been thinking about this, and I'll bear my heart on this. I don't really think that much about Christ. And I think about other things and other people and how nice they might be. But how nice is Jesus Christ? Why not think about him all the time? Yeah, he's the one. He's the one that makes it happen. It's in his name. Well, let me read this and then I'll share something with you. Wherefore God has all highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow at things in heaven and things on earth, and things even under the earth, wherever that is, okay? Every knee bows to the name of Jesus Christ, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. You know, we were at Agape Now yesterday, Saturday, and had another wonderful time praying for people and talking to folks. We had one guy come up, and he was pretty down and out. He said, I've got cancer, and I guess this is God's will for my life, that I have this. I mean, he's in control of everything. That's not true. God is not in control of everything. The adversary is the god of this world, and he's dictating a lot of the crap that you see today. But our Heavenly Father can trump that. He can overstep anything the adversary does, right? Greater is he that's in us than he's in the world. So remember that, okay? And so we have the opportunity to share with, hey, no. The truth is, by the name of Jesus Christ, you can be healed. You can be delivered of this cancer. So, did I hesitate to use the name of Jesus Christ when I prayed for him? No. Why? Because that name is above every name. That's authority. We have the authority to use that name. See, that's why I just got to know him more and more, just like Paul was talking about. The excellency of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's everything. Christ is everything. Now, that's why we've called this class Our New Life in Christ. Why don't we just call it the Bible Foundational Class? Could have. But God's Word is all about Christ, right? It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, the story from the beginning to the end. It's all about Christ. And man, if we can tap into that, if we can tap into who he is and who we are in him, He and us, look out. Look out. Wow. Pretty neat. There's another verse, Romans 8:10. And it says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. You're born again of God's spirit, and that spirit is God's spirit in you. And that spirit's right. It's the righteous spirit. I think it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that we have the righteousness of God in us, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that fantastic? So he's the only way, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't that, aren't you privileged to know that? I am so thankful that I know that. And I want to know more of what I can do using the name of Jesus Christ. Don't back down in any situation that comes your way where you hold back on using the name of Jesus Christ, because that name's above every name. So just be bold, be confident. God's going to put you in opportunities. If we have that attitude of who we are in Christ and He is the one, and that we're going to use this name with boldness and confidence, He's going to open up doors for us that will just blow your mind. It'll be so exciting to live this way, using the name of Jesus Christ. He is the only one. Yeah. You know what I'd like to do to close out here? I know this is a short sharing with you. But guys, I'd like to play He Touched Me, if we could do that. And when they start this song, I want you just to talk with the Father, okay? You listen to me. So I want you to listen to Him a little bit and talk to Him, all right? I love this song, He Touched Me, right? Yeah, He's hand in hand with us and all the time, okay?
Gloria and I wrote this back in 1963. Back when your mom and daddy were just courting, right?
Just courting. Yeah, right.
Shackled by a heavy weight, the load of guilt and shame.
Shout it while He turns. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us the way you have through your Son. We are so thankful and grateful to be in your family, to know your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all that He is, all that He's done.
Let me hear you sing it.
I'm very, very grateful and thankful that you've given a life so full and rich and abundant. So I pray, Father, that we can just continue to rise up in our appreciation, our understanding of all the goodness that you've put in our hearts, and that we can just be our best for you, Father, because you are your best for us. Thank you for a great week this week as we walk and talk with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. All right.
You guys. Well, that sums it up, huh?
Yeah.
God bless your wonderful hearts. I want to say one thing to my Facebook Live friends.